Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's a pleasure to be here this evening together, taking time out of our lives and remembering this special occasion. Recently, I read somewhere about a family with multiple children, and they were eating a meal together, perhaps like many of you will be doing over the holiday, perhaps tomorrow. And it said that this family was noisily chattering away, and suddenly in the middle of this meal, the four-year-old child stands up on his chair and says, "Pass the butter!" Dead silence. And as you might expect, he was sent to his room for a long winter's nap. And the father, it came out, said, "Do you know, I recorded this whole thing on audio." As they played it back later on, they heard all the chatter and noise, and there in the background was a small, quiet voice saying, "Please, pass the butter." And then a lot of chattering kept going on, and then louder came the same thing, "Would someone please pass the butter?" More time passing, more noise, more clutter and clatter. And then that moment they all remember still. Their four-year-old standing on the chair, shouting at the top of his lungs, "Pass the butter! Pass the butter!" It's all they could remember that Christmas. I wonder, with the clutter and clatter that's going on in your life, can you hear beneath it all a quiet voice, a whisper, speaking something very important, something a lot more important than some delicious butter? The angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy." This evening, with all the noise in your life, God's prayer, my prayer, and many people's prayer for you this evening is that you will rediscover the joy that we have been given this season. Christmas is a joyous gift to you. Let's unwrap it together as we think for a little while tonight. What is this gift of joy? Well, the G in the gift stands for God. A lot of people celebrating Christmas, right? A lot of gifts being given and talked about. The story begins not with the angel, simply a messenger. The story doesn't begin with the shepherds. It doesn't even begin with Joseph and Mary. The story starts with God. God selects the characters. And God selects the angel to come and tell the story and to proclaim the gift. You know, as you're raising a family, like many of you are, or have been, you read a lot of children's books. And especially if you had four grandchildren in 1 year, like some of us. And then four boys. So we've got a lot of kids, and a lot of years that have come my way, And as I read some of these books, and in fact, I was wrapping one the other night, an ABC book, and A often stands for apple, B usually for ball, and you get to C, it's cat, and D is dog, to get up to G, it's typically giraffe or gorilla, maybe a goat, and hardly ever grandpa. And virtually never God. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Wouldn't it be so much better off? Wouldn't we all be better off if we could get in touch with God as a little child and then stay in touch even when the hair is turning a bit gray? Christmas begins with God. The story is the same, and it always begins with God. C.S. Lewis once said, "Life without God, no matter how seemingly viable, leads to emptiness." The G in this season stands for God. The I, incarnate. God incarnate. God in human flesh. God wrapped in strips of cloth, lying in a manger, born human through a young virgin mother, as the prophets foretold. To find joy, to rediscover joy, we've got to rediscover God in human form, which is His gift to you this season. The angel said, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord," Christ, God in the flesh, Emmanuel. God with us. You know, last week I was very impressed. I heard about a bunch of school kids had went to visit in the community, one of the nursing homes. And that's it's a beautiful thought, because people are, especially as you get older, sometimes you're lonely. And if you're in a nursing home, sometimes you may feel forgotten. And you're thinking, I'm not as young as I used to be. You'd like to be out there on the ball field, or you'd like to be out there. In fact, you could probably play ball today. It's so warm out, but weren't so wet. But, you know, when you get older, you begin to realize how important people are in your life and how important family is. And so it was great to hear about this group of school children that was sent to a local school or nursery home. And then they were telling me about some of the songs that were selected through the school system. And as I heard them, you know, I was pretty excited about some of them. And, of course, they were singing all sorts of seasonal songs. Rudolph, and they sang Hanukkah songs and Jingle Bells and Feliz Navidad, which is one of my favorites. And that actually puts some music, puts some excitement in my bones when I hear it. But when I heard about all the songs, including Feliz Navidad, I was disappointed. Because there was not one song on the list about the child in the manger. Not one song about God coming to us as a little child. I mean, it's like trying to have a jingle with no bell. It's like a Christmas tree with no star. It's like all the enjoyment of Christmas, but nothing that really can put joy deep down into your soul without the main character. Why does God choose to incarnate Himself in human flesh? Why does He choose to be born as one of us? Which leads us to the F in God's gift. God incarnate has come to fix things. God incarnate fixing things. That's why the child was born. And that's what you would expect if he's born into a carpenter's home. That's what he'll be doing, this divine carpenter, fixing things. You know, when I was much younger, I didn't have much money at all. Still don't have a lot, so don't expect any big gifts from me this year. But doing okay. But when I was younger, it seems like I always had a broken down car. That's just the way it was. I was always running out of gas because I could only get it up to a quarter of a tank. I could never afford a full tank of gas. But it was an unreliable car that I usually had. One day the old car was working pretty good, and I thought, you know, you've been good to me. Put me in the garage a lot, but you've been good to me, and I'm going to take you this day, and I'm going to get an oil change. So I took the car to the garage for an oil change, and the mechanic, he took one look at the car, and it's interesting what he said. He said to me, he says, you want some advice? I said, yeah. He said, well, I tell you what. I says, why don't you keep the oil and get rid of the car? Yeah. Changing the car would have been a great idea. Because there's so much in life that's broken. And I wish it were only cars. I wish it were only cars. Some of you have a story to tell and what you've gone through in your brokenness, don't you? Whether it's been broken things in your body, and we don't mean just broken bones, but so many times in that hospital, the broken relationships. I mean, and ever since 9/11, I think the whole world, like here in the West and beyond, just like the whole universe seems to be broken here on Earth. I mean, people walking around in fear and not knowing what to expect next. And so he's come, this divine carpenter, to fix what is broken. You know, when I was a teenager, my brother pulled me aside, took me, he said, come here, I want to talk to you. He put me in the other room, and he said, he whispered in my ear, and he says, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. Mom and Dad are getting a divorce. And I suspect almost all my life, as long as my parents were living, I was hoping that one day that somehow they could get back together, which never happened. But the neat thing about Christmas and the gift that God brings to us is that God knows how to make a glorious ending. God knows somehow how to, in the words of Romans 8, work everything together for good. Everything together for good for those who love God and are called according to His purpose. You know, the T in the gift of God to you this evening is trouble. God incarnate fixing trouble. And somehow He can take that trouble in the very end, and that's the beautiful thing about how the Bible ends. That's how Christmas ends. That all the trouble was somehow wrapped up and put over here on this side, and somehow all the people who are trusting in a Christ child are over here rejoicing. And somehow all the pain and all the hurt has just disappeared and works to good. We don't know how He's doing that or how He's going to do that, but we know the method. You know, it's a challenge when you're walking through life with no answers, maybe just questions. But we know that somehow in this Christ child, God is giving us a gift. That we are discovering that that gift is sufficient for all of our troubles in this world. I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all the people. A Savior is born to you. You know, and I send notes to myself on my iPhone when I'm not talking to myself. And sometimes I'm talking, I thought, that's a good idea. Maybe I'll include that in my sermon or my text. So I send a text to myself. And sometimes they get sent somewhere else. You know how that works? Well, I sent this text a few weeks ago in preparation for tonight. It said, 7 billion people born into this world, but never a birth like this. And so a minute later, I get a text back. It's a string of emojis. You know those little pictures on your phone? There's a smiley face. There's balloons. There's thumbs up. There's a heart. There's musical notes. There's a rainbow, decorated Christmas tree, and a myriad of tiny little stars. And rightly so. This is Christmas. Hey, it's a time to dance, a time to celebrate. It's a time for joy. The angel didn't say, hey, you know, I bring you some okay noise, some okay joy, right? He didn't say it's going to be a fair message of joy, not even a good message. I bring you good news of great joy. Today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This season, choose joy over discouragement. Choose hope over the hurt. Choose faith over your doubt. Choose patience when it's hard. Above all, choose joy. God incarnate, fixing our troubles once and for all. On behalf of Grace Presbyterian Church, and may I say tonight, on behalf of God incarnate Himself, Merry Christmas. Father, we bow before You. We thank You for the message of the angel. We thank You for Christ Himself, who's come to bring us joy. His perfect life is our integrity. His death is sufficient to pay for our sins. And His resurrection, for us who believe, will raise us to a better life here and hereafter. And Lord, we pray for these gifts we're about to give. May You use them to touch the hearts of the needy and the broken, that we may be a blessing to this community. In Christ's name, amen.